Yeah, it's been two things. One is the weed control and the safety of the system has been really important to folks as they've seen what's gone on. They want a product that does what it's supposed to do, and they really like the idea of having flexibility. We've had calendar cutoffs with some other herbicide options. We don't have the calendar cutoff with Enlist E3, which has been a huge factor. When you think about farmers making their decisions, they're not trying to make it any more complicated, and what they really need is flexibility. What happens if it's a really late planted year for whatever reason, which we've seen? They need the flexibility to still be able to spray into late June, into July on their soybeans. So that's been a big piece. And then we talked on the genetics. I think that was something that pushed folks over the top this past year.